welcome back to the NNGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm your host, Amanda Coulson, and I'm here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio with John Cox, the Executive Director of Art and Culture at Bahamar and The Current. But we're not really here talking about Bahamar or The Current. We're just really talking about the art industry here, where it is, where it's been. John, many of you might know if you listen to the show regularly, is first and foremost an amazing artist, and I actually keep telling him to quit his job and just keep painting. I'm sorry, Graham, but you know what? That's what he should do. So I'm just saying it on the air. But it was also a professor at University of the Bahamas when it was College of the Bahamas, educator at the NAGB, with the first education officer. Was the chief curator at the NAGB, you know, founder of Pop-Op, just so many things. You know, part of Transforming Spaces, part of Creative Nassau, like, has just been, like Pam Burnside, like Jackson Burnside, has been one of these agents for promotion and change of the art industry here. And before the break, we were just talking about, you know, we worked together at the NAGB for 2 years, and, you know, John's a friend of mine, too. And, you know, we've known each other since before 2006. I mean, I remember coming to the Bahamas when I was still living away and coming to Pop-Op and meeting you and Blue and Michael Edwards, Blue Curry and Heino Schmidt, and just feeling all that energy. And we've been friends basically since then. And that was like early 2000s. And so we're just really kind of looking at how it's kind of shifted and changed. And before the break, we were talking about what art institutions are. And we started talking about the NAGB specifically. But I think all of us in our institutions, you know, it's how do we, you know, you made the analogy of it being a plate of broccoli that you just, you don't want to force anyone to eat, but if you leave it there in their vicinity, they might start picking at it and it's actually good for them. And I think we were kind of saying the tourist industry, unfortunately, you know, God bless it for all it does, but it sells us as a people as, you know, a plate of candy. And that's not. That's, you know, and we make great guava duff, but we also make other good food too. And so we're not really kind of showing or selling like our full complexity as people. And the art and culture industry is something that really does that. And so one of the examples I can give for like why it's so important to share, why Turn Gallery is not only interested in the local market, but is really, we're looking at international markets. And it's not because, you know, we think they're better or whatever, but it's the mass of what the international market can do. Because as you said, the Bahamas has 390,000 people. Like, it doesn't matter if even 2% were committed to buying art all the time, it wouldn't sustain all the artists we have. We have too many artists for this market alone. We need a bigger market. But Sydney Colby, I mean, she's somebody who, you know, I invited a curator down here from New York. He Instagrammed one of her paintings. It was seen by an art advisor in New York who put it, you know, invited her to be in some show, and now she's just basically was able to leave her job at Bahamar and work full time as an artist, and she just has commissions coming in nonstop.
Yeah.
And it's not just about supporting that artist, it's also, as you said, like putting that vision of Bahamian people into the world. And her work is about the complexity of Bahamian people and is about, you know, family relationships and living on an island and being Caribbean and being a woman and like all of these things, which is then put out into the world in a way that people might actually, next time I run into them, not be like, oh, is there art in the Bahamas? Or do you ride a dolphin to work?
Exactly.
You know, they might actually consider us as like humans with these complex lives.
Right.
And yeah.
And I think one of the things too, like I 100% agree. And I mean, Sydney is near and dear to me. I mean, for full disclosure, Sydney worked with me for 7 years, I think six years at The Current. She helped start, she created all the collateral and the branding and everything. I mean, and it needs to be noted that like, she's an amazing artist that's doing all this stuff and deserves all of the recognition that she's getting now. Sydney's also an amazing graphic designer. Just to put it in context, when you work at a place like Bahamar, a big kind of corporate entity, they source design to agencies. So every logo that you see around when you walk around the space, most of those logos and things like that you see for restaurants come from other places. The Current was the only place that was allowed to create its own brand identity. It was the only department within the entire spectrum of the company that was allowed to have its own social media, to have its own kind of voice. And Sydney essentially designed the entire look and feel, the brand book for The Current was designed by her. And she had to been, at that point, she had to been like 22, 23 years old. And when I'm going, I'm telling people that, like, that's a part of the conversation. I'm like, it's the landscape as well that you're walking, like you're walking on, you know, my dad used to always say it's the unseen structure. Like all this stuff goes into what you're experiencing and you're thinking, well, who designed this chair or who designed this table? Like it goes to that level. And
Or how's this building actually standing up?
Right.
Exactly.
But I mean, I kind of feel like going back to the MoMA thing and talking about the complexity of art and the complexity of people. What's also interesting about spaces like the MoMA and galleries all over the world, I mean museums all over the world, is that they're largely frequented by tourists.
Yeah, true.
But people don't think that the Museum of Modern Art is like a tourist destination, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, wow, like what if we, obviously not going to have some big, large structure like that, but what if we could create an ecosystem of institutions that would afford people coming to the Bahamas a similar type of experience, like going to the MoMA. And that's really, when people go, they go like, oh my goodness, we can do that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's
well,
what,
and
that's,
also that kind of tourist has been proven to stay longer and spend more money and then support all the things. So again, I do think people, you know, sometimes we have conversations about things and people are like, oh, that's just for the elite. That's just for, like, it was a bit like the referendum on, like, you know, passing citizenship on as a woman. Like, oh, only middle class people care about that. No, man. It affects, like, it can affect everybody.
Right.
And when we talk about the development of art spaces here, it's not for all the fancy people to go have cocktail parties.
Right.
That's fine. That might keep it, like, keep paying its bills. But like you said, it has a trickle-down effect. And the industry of art, I mean, aside from, like, what it could do for tourism, but also the industry of art, it's not just artists. There are, and right now, unfortunately, we very often have to use services in the United States because, again, we haven't built it up enough here.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, you know, again, building Perspex cases or something like that. And yeah, I mean, I know Nassau Plastics can do it, but there's a certain specification when you're doing it for an art project. And so things like that. And there's a whole industry that can build up around it. But like you said, then if tourists come for those things, for theater, for concerts, for art, you're getting a kind of tourist that is going to benefit the community in a way that cruise ship tourists don't.
Right.
And sorry, cruise ship tourists, we love you too. But I'm just saying, like, generally, those culture tourists are people that want to, you know, let's call them even travelers. That they're travelers that want to stay and they want to experience an authentic community, or they want to get to know a neighborhood, or they're going to walk around and they're going to take, you know, and that is actually going to help also in a different way.
Not that's
why I want to build up like art institutions just for tourists, because not at all.
No.
But
but
do forget that it does benefit. It would have like a big benefit aside from, again, just educating our own, somewhere for our own people to go and like have entertainment and educate themselves. It would also have this other financial benefit.
Yeah, I think it's also too, I think there's something that has happened in the region where kind of tourism feels shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Where it doesn't feel like you're traveling. If you go to visit the Maasai tribe, it doesn't feel like tourism. It feels like, oh, you went on safari. It's more sophisticated, right?
It's
the same thing, but you're describing it in a different way.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we can, because those people are there. I mean, one of the benefits that The Current has been able to have is that there's a lot of, I don't know, like we get to kind of be on certain platforms that we would not normally be on, like the Travel and Leisure.
Yeah.
We've been featured multiple times there, and it's interesting because these travelers that you speak of, the things that they're interested in are completely not aligned with the mainstream kind of tourism brochure. I mean, we had Jacqueline Gifford, who is the editor-in-chief of Travel and Leisure, come to The Current multiple times.
Follows a lot of Bahamian artists on Instagram.
And she loves Jody Minnis, and she loves Melissa Alcina. Like, all these people are like doing all this work. We had the opening of Marcus the other day. Melissa was there. There's all these conversations. Like, Marcus is such an interesting guy, Marcus Samuelson, that, you know, he's interested in community and culture. He's a chef, and his restaurant happens to be at a hotel. But what's more interesting about that is, yes, it's at a hotel, but it's also a network of other restaurants that he has in, not globally, but he's got some pretty significant spaces that deals with community in a way that we could then be a part of these eyelets that are getting laced together.
Yeah.
Other things are kind of going. So it's important to be, to not turn your nose up too much to where you are. And I think this is what's important about the jobs that we have. Again, don't be afraid to be wrong, because you're going to try it and it's probably not going to work the first time. And it probably won't even get appreciated when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The work that you do is probably not even going to be assigned to you when it does get appreciated.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but that's...
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
You got to keep pushing on, right?
I had to make peace with that about 5 years into my tenure at the NAGB. Yeah. I had to be like, you know, yeah, one day.
Yeah, that day may or may not come, but the kind of recognition would get paid forward to who was ever in charge at the time. But, it's important, man.
Yeah, it really is. And like you said, it's like part of a kind of being part of a global network. So it's bigger than, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. The other day, I got someone in at intern in the gallery and they wandered in. They were from South Virginia. I don't know. Anyway, and he was like an architect who specialized in expanding museums in the States. So he was an architect, basically, an African-American, so a man of color. But he was mostly dealing with museums that suddenly realized they had like messed up by like not having enough space for African-American artists, and they're building whole wings for that. And, wow. You know, and he just was like, where else can I go? And I literally sat there for like 45 minutes and I'm like, okay, you're going to get this bus. You're going to go down here. And I'm like, why don't we have like a brochure that just says that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that people that are interested in culture can...
Sure.
It's all a bit like ICE, Project ICE. Like, who knows about that except those of us in the art community? And and it's such a great space. So, you know, if you're listening, go to, you know, Project ICE. It's on, and they're doing things like growing organic food, and they have like a food truck for lunch every day. So anyone living in the neighborhood, because again, art is like spilling over into science and agriculture and music mm-hmm. as well. You know, all of those
Completely.
Fields, like now in the contemporary world, are kind of all intertwined. And there's artists that are, you know, building beehives as part of their project, and you know, because they really got to repopulate the bee population. And it's interesting how art is like driving a lot of really important environmental change or experimentation as well. And I think that's something that, you know, we could have also in the Bahamas, right?
I agree 100%. I think, you know, there's a lot of potential out there, and I think we just need to keep fostering it and keep giving artists the opportunity. And we have so many people to be proud of. I know we love our athletes and stuff like that, but I love our artists, man. Like, seriously, I'm always like rushing to tell people, person is Devarah Strawn, or do you know LeVar Monroe, or now we have Jeanine Antoni, you know, I mean, we just have so many people like, did you know that, or did you know this, or
and they don't. And I mean, again, I think that's why we both wanted to do the show, right? We wanted people, like, I mean, when I meet school kids, sometimes when I used to be at the NAGB and I give tours, one of the first things I would be like, there's three artists who have artwork in outer space. One of them is Bahamian.
Right.
That blew their minds.
Right.
That blew their minds. Why aren't they teaching that in science class? Because let me tell you, science class is kind of boring otherwise.
Right.
And, you know, you need to get kids kind of, sorry to the scientists, I actually love science, but I'm like, very often the way we teach things is like not exciting.
Right.
The material is exciting, but the way it's taught isn't. And there's so many ways to like bring art into the classroom. And, you know, that we have, I mean, again, of all the countries in the world, there is art in outer space on SpaceX, and it is by a Bahamian artist. And why that man is not a household name.
Right.
Like, why we all know Shawnee Miller-Weibo, who, God bless her, I love her, and I love all our golden boys.
Yeah, well, both can exist.
Right, exactly. Why can't we be as proud of our cultural practitioners? Cleophas Adderley, who passed away a few years ago. The only existing full-length English opera written from the Caribbean in the Caribbean was written by Cleophas Adderley.
I know. I mean, and you could go back further, right? Like, people like Bert Williams,
right?
I mean, people don't recognize how significant a player this person was in the film industry. It's like, and they're like, what?
But you know what? Outside of the Bahamas, they do.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people in the film industry in America or the UK, they know exactly who Bert Williams was. So it's really interesting how we don't celebrate our cultural practitioners as much as, again, we celebrate athletes. I think it's maybe because they feel like athleticism is more accessible, perhaps. And so,
and it's also incredible, too, though. The athletes that we have here are out of control, right? I mean, with their capacity. I mean, I love Shawnee.
I
think she's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I let that be stated for the record. But
yeah,
I mean, also feel like... there's just some other things that we could be thinking about. I don't know. Like, there's just a lot of stuff. Like, the built environment. There's just so many interesting things going on.
That we really can play
on.
And theater. I mean, that could be a whole other show, but I'm like, what goes on at Shakespeare in Paradise or, you know, the Black Box at the Dundas Theater? I mean, what, you know, that company is doing is amazing as well.
Yeah.
And so many, again, there's so many like really interesting cultural things, and we just don't seem to big them up as much as we do athleticism.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. But I think we're on the road to getting there, though, you know, because I think that something about the way people engage sports is more deeply rooted. People had a longer time to get accustomed to it.
Yeah,
and I think now we just need to get people. I mean, when the NAGB first opened, it was the whole thing, like, well, who goes there? Do you have to pay to go there? Like, do you have to be invited to go there? So it's this type of thing, like, where, you know, people watch baseball and basketball on TV. And
all the time. Yeah,
and
this
is Babe Ruth, and this is, you know, Magic Johnson. They're these heroes. There's like an archetype that you can then position your neighbor into that archetype and go, oh, that's Shanae, and she's like Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of
so significant that the heroes, the art heroes we've been historically given, and again, this is a whole other show, were white.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were always a lot of athletes that were of color.
Right.
And so again, there's been a longer history there. And I think now there's a correction happening in our historical record, which is why we're so interested in getting like a Kendall Hanna put into the canon, because we need Bahamians there, because there is a correction now happening to put people of color in the art canon, and to be like Kerry James Marshall, you know, why wasn't he given that show the same time as, you know, whomever else? And that's happening now. So I think it's time for the Bahamas.
Yeah,
to get in there.
I agree. And you got to just believe that you're a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, you have to believe that what's Tavares's work, you know, we belong here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a super important, very powerful, very simple statement, but it's true. I mean, I sit around oftentimes on any given Tuesday and think, you know, wow, you know, we belong here. And I say that as an individual, I say that as somebody who's representing.
Yeah.
I see myself as, and I think you do as well, as an ambassador for this community, really. Yeah. I mean, we're not about us alone or I alone. Where by every person that you touched.
Yeah, and I think also another thing both you and I do is we're not just about the places we work. Like, when I was at the NAGB, it was much easier to be, like, for the Bahamas because I was working at a national institution. But again, when I still travel, when I still talk to people about Bahamian art, I'm not only representing the artists that we have at Turn. You know, I, again, talk about the current, talk about contemporary art Bahamas, talk about all the artists. Because again, as a country, we're just so incredibly powerful, or we could be. So, and that's what you and I are all about. Anyway, we've come to the end of our time, unfortunately, John Cox. I'm going to have you back. We should do this bi-monthly. This is fun.
We should do that.
Yeah.
That's...
So then we're coming up with a new show for the Blank Canvas. Amanda and John talking all night. I just want to thank you for being with us. John Cox, the executive director of art and culture at Bahamar and the Current, but as we know, like a longstanding member of the art community at so many spaces at University of the Bahamas, at Pop-Up, at the NAGB, part of Creative Nassau, Transforming Spaces. You've done so much, and we hope you continue to do that work. And here from Guardian Talk Radio, we just want to thank all the listeners for listening tonight to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I have been your host for this evening, and I just want to thank you for listening. We'll see you next week at 6:30 on Wednesday nights for the NAGB's Blank Canvas. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great night.